Hey everyone, and welcome to the Homefulness Podcast, a conversation dedicated to making home in our multifaceted culture of displacement. I'm your host, Andrew Stevens Rennie. In today's episode, we hear from Brian J. Walsh in this poignant reflection shared at the Beyond Housing to Homefulness Conference on June 10th, 2021.
We know their names, Talat Afzal, her son, Salman Afzal, his wife, Medea Salman, their teenage daughter, Yumna Afzal, all dead. And their youngest child, 9-year-old Fayez Afzal, left orphaned. Mm-hmm. We know their names. We know where they came from. Mm-hmm. We know something of the love and respect in which they were held by the community. And we know who killed 4 out of the 5 members of that family out for a Sunday evening stroll. And if we can trust the reports, we know why. We know why this family was targeted, why this home was destroyed. Just as there is no homefulness without love, so also is hate invariably a force of homelessness. Religious and ethnic hatred, all forms of xenophobia, and as we saw during our symposium, all racism, homo and transphobia, together with classism and anthropocentrism, it all results in homelessness. We know their names, this Pakistani Muslim family from London, Ontario. And if we wanted to, we could know the names of those whose homes were destroyed in Gaza and the Palestinian territories over the last month. It was not lost on Andrew, Michael, and I that as we were winding up our symposium on homefulness, devastating acts of domicide, violent displacement, and ethnic hatred were intensifying yet again in Israel and Palestine. You see, if it is true that homefulness requires sustainability, then the devastation of Palestine is an intentional policy of homelessness. If it is true that homefulness requires safe and stable tenure in a place, then the apartheid policies of Israel are clearly domicidal in character. They are the murdering of home. If it is true that homefulness can only occur in the context of rich social relationships, then any homemaking of oppressed people is only achieved against the odds and in the face of an opposition that would break down the social fabric of their community. And if it is true that homefulness needs to find its way in the midst of a community and housing and natural context that is beautiful and attractive, then the generations-long attack on Palestinian villages and farms is a practice of stripping people of hope, joy, and beauty. And if we care to find out, we can know the names of those whose homes were destroyed on so many levels over the last number of weeks in Palestine. But we do not know the names of the 215. 215 children buried in an unmarked grave at the Kamloops Indian Residential School. 215 unnamed, dishonored, discarded bodies. 215 children representing so many more generations of broken homes. 215 children stripped from their homes, left to be forgotten in the homelessness of the grave. 215 children a horrid testimony to the deep and devastating assault on the homes of Indigenous people by other people who all believed in family values. To call this cultural genocide is too kind, too generous, too weak. No, this was genocide, pure and simple. And genocide is always domicide. Oh, Canada, our home and native land, without the natives, without ever being native to this land. Oh, Canada, how do I make my home in thee, with the national household haunted by these children? Oh, Canada, how can homefulness flourish rooted in such a tale of violent home destruction? Oh, Canada, how can we seek reconciliation? How can we seek homemaking together unless the truth is told, unless the story be narrated in its full horror, unless all the graves are opened? As we gathered over 4 weeks for our Beyond Housing to Homefulness Symposium, we were intentional about acknowledging the Indigenous peoples on whose land we gathered from across North America. Sitting this evening on the south shore of Balsam Lake in the municipality of Kawartha Lakes, I acknowledge the Mississaugas Anishinaabeg of the Alderville First Nation, Curve Lake First Nation, Hiawatha First Nation, the Scugog Island First Nation, the Chippewas of the Beausoleil First Nation, Georgina Island First Nation, and the Rama First Nation. These nations are all signatories of the Williams Treaty of 1923 and Treaty 20 of 1818. I invite you just to take a moment now to acknowledge in your own hearts the land in which you dwell this evening, and give humble, though perhaps tear-filled, thanks for the Indigenous inhabitants of that land. Let us pray. You know their names, O Lord. You know their families. You know the broken homes. And it breaks your heart. You know their names, O Lord. You know who did this to these children. And you know that it was all done in your name. And it breaks your heart. You know our names, O Lord. You know how far we have strayed from home. You know our broken stories, our practices of home breaking. And it breaks our heart. You know our names, O Lord. You name us beloved and invite us to come home. You name us as homemakers, called to homefulness, and it renews our broken hearts. Homemaking Creator, Homecoming Redeemer, Spirit of all homefulness, our hearts are homeless until they find their home in thee. Show us the way home. Help us to be healers of the breach, restorers of streets for living in, makers of home for healing. Amen.